Adriana Hernandez, Sonoma Youth Media. We're discussing the latest proposed California gun control legislation. This bill is requesting strong restrictions on gun storage, high-capacity magazines, and background checks for gun purchases.
My name is Antonio Flores. I'm 17. I go hunting with my uncle and my friends, and I tend to use firearms quite a bit. You know, I guess this is why this really frustrates me. I feel that this gun control law is kind of ridiculous, you know, because, I mean, they've already done so much to reduce, like, the accessibility and usability of guns. The maximum amount of ammunition you can buy each month is, like, it's ridiculously low. I mean, you can only buy around 50 rounds, like, per month. It's not really a lot. If you're into shooting, like, as a sport, if you're into hunting, I mean, you need the ammunition. I mean, that's your whole purpose of using the gun. It's taking away pretty much what makes the gun usable. The thing that really frustrates me is that they're acting as if the gun is the reason that people are dying, and the gun is the reason that people are getting killed. A gun cannot hurt anybody. A gun itself cannot hurt anybody. You can't put a gun on the floor or on a table and it grow legs by itself and get up and kill everybody. I mean, it takes a person to come up, grab that gun, and cause a shootout. I guess people tend to think of them as toys. They're not really toys. They're like tools. That's my point of view.
I think they should just do a background check on their whole family, not just the person who's trying to get the gun, but anybody that's living in their house should have a background check on that because they could easily access it. They need to do a check-in on them to make sure that they're always locked up and it's safe. And they sell trigger guards if they don't want anybody accessing it.
Ashley, I'm 16. As much as I do support the legislation, I don't think it'll help because they're criminals. They break the law. It's the whole point of being a criminal. So I don't think making it a part of a law will actually help any because they're just going to break it anyway. I think what should be done is maybe psychological evaluations. I think that might help with the whole shootings, but I don't think that they should really add on to the laws.
My name is Vincent Salinas. I am 17 years old. It's just like Prohibition if they do something like the 18th Amendment where they just ban alcohol, and whereas they ban guns, it's just going to make organized crime more abundant. People are going to find a way to get guns if they want to get it. And it's really not the guns the problems, it's the availability and the people that use them. I think it's a necessity for people to be able to defend themselves. And it's one of our amendments, the right to bear arms. And I think it all comes down to the person. I mean, guns are usually centered around one of the most violent things and to use to murder someone. But if somebody wants to kill somebody, they're going to find one way or another.
Talana Love, 16. I agree with the background checks, but then again, not, because some people have bad background. Like, throughout their past, they probably did some things, and then they change. And then it's going to show up on the record, and then they're not going to be able to get a gun for their own safety. And that's the only thing, like, I kind of disagree about, because, like, people actually do change. And then they're not going to be able to protect themselves if anything ever does happen.
So another point in this, we have gun safety and gun accidents that occur, such as the accident that occurred where this boy had grabbed his dad's gun and accidentally shot his little sister. Or this other accident where this boy was at a gun show with his father and accidentally shot his father. Or, you know, any incidents where they're cleaning their guns and then accident goes off on them. Like, I actually have a family member that was killed because of a gun accident. This is more of a gun knowledge issue. So I recommend that they make it a law that you take a class when you get a gun. So you gain knowledge on how to clean your gun, how to keep it locked away. And, you know, I don't really think they have to do all this for gun safety. I think all they have to have is a mandatory trigger guard on your gun. So it is mandatory that you buy a trigger guard and keep that on your gun at all times. And, you know, that I think that would reduce a lot. But, you know, taking away all this just for gun safety, I don't really think it's necessary. I mean, all you really need is just the knowledge and, you know, the safe to keep it away from the, you know, it's obvious. You keep guns away from kids. Like I said earlier, they're not toys, they're tools. So you can't just leave them playing out in the open or anybody can get them.
Adriana Hernandez, and I actually agree with the legislation. because we've always had the right to bear arms, and I think we should always have it, but there should be restrictions as time goes by. Like with anything else, we have changed our laws.